All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kesar with today's very special guest, blues man all the way from Brazil, Mr. Igor Prado. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. First of all, I want to thank for the opportunity, and I'm really proud to do this interview, and I'm happy here in down south Brazil, and that's fine.
Well, I think you're my first South American guest, so this is quite an honor for me, and I've been listening to your music now for a couple months, and I'm a huge fan of what you're doing, and you're a man that obviously lives and breathes the blues.
Cool, man. Thanks a lot, man. The first South American guy. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of listeners all over the world, but, you know, I like to spread the guests out a little bit and get a different flavor from each location in the world. It's interesting how it brings, you know, how speaking the language of music, we all kind of speak the same language, but with just a little bit of a different twist depending on where you're from. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, let me start with a new record, because that's what turned me on to you, and that's what I've been listening to. So it's from Delta Groove released it, and it's Way Down South. Igor Prado Band and the Delta Groove All-Stars. Such a good record.
Yeah.
How long did it take to come together? Did you work with these guys before, or how did it all come together?
You know what? This album is a bunch of small recording in between tours and all things.
Oh, nice.
I think 2012. Everybody that's on the album, we did some tour together, you know. Couple people are very close friends, you know. I think the most of the people, but everybody has this like Brazilian tour or European tour connection with us, you know. And we never thought about songs, about how the order of the album, because was stuff like that. We was on a tour, and then we stopped in the studio without any rehearsal or thinking, and
nice.
We said, let's record Ike Turner's song. Let's record Jimmy Rogers. We're very like a natural. Yeah, because we never had time, you know. We always in a hush, in a very hushed studio. It was like this with Rod Piazza. It was like that with Sugar Ray, because Manish Boys was here in Brazil by that time. And one of the day off, I was like, Sugar Ray and Mike, please, man, can you guys come to the studio? They were tired. And they said, okay, let's do it. So what was very like a natural. I call like an album collect, you know, of recordings, you know.
Well, you can tell, and that's what I love about it, because so much music today, it feels like it's overthought, or it's created in the studio, or there's so much extra stuff that goes into it. But when you just get a group of guys in a studio and knock out a song, you feel the energy. You feel the energy in the recording.
Yeah. In a couple of songs, like the Slow Blues that Sugar Ray did, he did the lyric, and everything was without any rehearsal, and we did the first take.
That's awesome.
What was the name of the song? Mama's Blues, I think. That was me, Mike Welch, and Sugar Ray. And he was like, let's play some, like a Muddy Water, kind of Rolling Stone, kind of feel, blah, blah, blah. And he was feeling with lyrics, and me and Mike, we were trading leaks. Of course, everything was recorded live on the studio in the same room. And Tony was pretty cool, pretty okay, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have video of any of those sessions? Did you get a camera in there and record it?
Unfortunately, I don't have it.
Oh, that would have been cool too. Yeah.
Yeah. The session with Rob Piazza, was in the famous studio. Was really, really nice, really cool. Everything was, like I said, everything was like, let's do Talk to Me, Baby. Rob just came with this idea on the studio, and I don't have any slides there that they slide, you know, for play slide and
yeah.
Elmer did kind of stuff. And they all was like, it's just like,